What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
Somebody abusing me on my phone already. Using very choice language at 7:05 in the morning.
And the thing is, these are people who have your number. Imagine what you'd get.
Oh, man. Like, first thing in the morning.
Tell me who it was.
No,
somebody I can't. I know?
No. I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't think you do.
They know. They know into the program.
They know you.
Already annoying people.
They know you. You don't know them. Hey, how was your morning off?
My day off was grand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took it easy. I was working Sunday, so.
Yeah. Did you stay in bed?
Not for very long. I was up around 8 o'clock.
What was the story with the wind this morning?
It was blowing.
I know. It was very, very windy.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Still is out there, actually.
I was awake a half an hour before I should be awake, and I just went on the old phone and started looking at Facebook and stuff like that, as you do.
Yeah.
With
and then you regret it.
I did, because I was saying to myself, I should have actually got the extra half an hour of sleep.
Or maybe had breakfast or...
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something productive.
Yeah.
Beneficial.
Looked to the right of me, and there was four legs up in the air. The dog, Bailey.
Okay.
Four legs up. He was just like that, and he's back like that. You know what I mean? And
does he snore when he lies in his bed?
I tell you what he was doing, right? He was wide awake snoring, right?
Okay.
He was looking at me like that. And he was going... And his eyes were wide open.
Do you know what that was?
What?
He was just showing you what you'd been doing all night.
Yeah.
Keeping him awake snoring.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm never really envious of anybody or anything, but I was a bit envious of him this morning. I was saying, oh man, to be a dog. To be a dog. Hey, have you been watching Succession, no?
No.
Oh, it's very good, Pat.
Is it?
Oh, it is very good.
What's it about?
It's a kind of...
Broad strokes.
It's a billionaire family run media companies. Brian Cox is the guy that plays the father in it. His Scottish actor. He's excellent in it. And it's kind of... It's basically... I think it's fair to say it's kind of a copy of the real life of your man, the Australian guy, and his family that own all the...
Okay.
Do you know, what's his name?
Murdoch?
Yeah, there you go. Who's getting married again, I think, at 92 or 93 or something.
Old for us yet?
They're just... I mean, imagine the kids looking at him going, oh no, just slicing up the money cake even more. Like, he was married to the Texan model, wasn't he? Supermodel, whatever her name is.
Was he? Yeah. I mean, look, no matter how many times he gets married, there's enough for everyone.
There's enough for everybody to go around. So it's like their story, yeah. But it's very, very good. It's very good. Yeah.
Did you watch the match last night?
No, I didn't. No, it's not really my thing. But I was reading about it on Twitter that everybody was saying that it was a great game. And Ireland were great. And was it only 1-0? Was it France?
1-0, and they were lucky to get that goal. It was a mistake.
A mistake by Ireland.
But
I saw that.
I know, it was a great strike and all that. But
all right.
World Cup finalists held 1-0, given that they beat the Netherlands 4-0, I think.
Yeah. I understand. I understand the significance of us doing that well. All right.
If they can take morale from that, I think it'll...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If they perform as well as that for the rest of the campaign.
You watched it, obviously, then, did you?
I watched most of it, yeah.
Okay. Did somebody say on Twitter, a lot of people said on Twitter last night that the ref wasn't very kind to us. Is that true? Or do people just say that?
I don't know. I didn't know there was anything majorly off from what I saw of the game.
Okay.
I watched the first half, then I tuned out for a while and I started watching it again, and I within like 30 seconds of me starting to watch it, France scored, and I kind of went, I'm jinxing this, so I'm staying away.
Okay. It's claimed that smelling other people's sweat may help treat anxiety. I might tell you that story in a little while.
I'm getting anxious now.
It's a horrible thing to ask anybody, but like, do you sweat? Like, do you do anything to make it? That's another story. No, sorry, I didn't mean that. I take that back. Sorry.
Yeah, too late now.
I thought my microphone was down. do you actually? Because I don't, and I know like people say, sure, you do not in life. But I don't ever have that problem. Now, unless I do and I don't know it and people are afraid to say it to me. But I don't ever have that issue.
As
really.
In, no, are we talking about actually perspiring?
Yes.
Or the odour of?
Both.
Well, I know I perspire.
Okay.
If I do something or if it's really, really hot.
But you don't have the...
I hope not.
Okay. All right, let's talk to you about that.
Sure. Okay.
See you in a while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary.
Right, I got one for you. Fella received the following text from his neighbour, right? I'm so sorry, Bob. I'm riddled with guilt.
I've heard this.
I have to confess, I've been tapping your wife for many weeks now. I'm not getting any at home, but that's no excuse. I'll hope you'll accept my sincere apology with my promise that it won't happen again. So the heartbroken man, enraged, went into the bedroom, grabbed his wife, put her outside the back door, locked the door. And then a few moments later, a second text came in and said, damn autocorrect, I meant Wi-Fi, not wife. Okay, I'll see you in a little while.
Good luck.
Didn't get cut out with the clocks over the weekend, did you, by any chance?
No, but Tristan did.
Oh, I did as well. What happened, Tristan?
He put his clock back.
Instead of forward?
Yep.
Ah, stop. Really?
What did you do?
Well, the iPhone changed itself, yep. And Alexa changed herself, but I know it was Saturday into Sunday morning, and that Sunday didn't seem to be a problem for me until yesterday morning, and I thought it was an hour early because it didn't change in the car. And then I was kind of, I was taking it easy, kind of, I'm an hour early now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody texted me and I picked up my phone, not while I was driving, by the way, and noticed, oh, I realised what happened then. And it could have been worse. It could have been a whole lot worse. So it's claimed that smelling other people's sweat, Pat, could treat anxiety. We might try this out in just a second. Hang on now. Researchers in Sweden collected armpit odour.
I'm not getting close enough to smell your armpit.
From volunteers who watched either happy or scary films and compared it alongside, I don't know, they just did. They seem to do it anyway. Big rigmarole as to how they did it. It's a small study of 48 women that found a bigger reduction in social anxiety for those exposed to the sweat. But it's admitted that more work, look at that, more work needs to be done to confirm the link. So I don't know, like, do you want to...
There's a key word in everything you read there.
Yeah, go on.
Volunteer. Yeah, and I'm not.
Do you want to just, and I just for the sake of the show, like, just for the shake... I'll give it a little shake there for you. Just for the sake of the show, like, just see, can we prove... Do you want to come... How anxious are you at the moment, like? We'd have to test that first
Getting
of all.
Getting more anxious by the second.
If you fancy coming in for a
no.
smell... Little lump. Do you want a lump of the wump? See you later on. Good luck.
Not if I can help it.
Do you know, if I thought about it in time, I should have said to you before the news that you and I should, Maria, have an argument at 7 o'clock and you should storm out and then not come back.
Don't tempt me.
And but then not come back, right? And then have Sheila doing the news for the rest of the morning, right? Because, like, you're not feeling well, okay?
No,
I know.
Best, unfortunately.
Okay,
no.
And you're going to head home because you feel horrible this morning. Like, I have to say that because Sheila's going to be here in a while and people are going to be saying, what's after happening, you're mad?
As many as the morning, I was biting my tongue, you know that.
Yeah, that's the swelling, is it?
Yeah.
So, listen, okay, I won't keep you too long because I know you feel horrible, so, but that's what's happening.
You're going to add to it, though, aren't you?
About you feeling horrible?
No, with a bad joke, yeah.
No, but we should have, Maria, kind of done something where that you got offended or I insulted you, and next thing you stormed out and people said he wasn't back at 7:30. Was he back at 8 o'clock? No, he wasn't. He was gone. He walked out.
The one thing I'd say, if I haven't walked out by now, I don't.
It's probably never going to happen. Paul O'Grady, very sad news.
Yeah.
I got a bit of a land when I saw that first thing this morning.
I used to love the Battersea Dogs Home Show.
Loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it.
And you could see there was a genuine.
Oh
love for
man, he's a real dog person. Very good in Blankety Blank. I don't think he
never
was
saw him on Blankety.
Oh, he was good on it, all right. But I don't think he was quite as good as Wogan on it. But very, very funny guy.
Was he as good as Les Dawson?
I remember Les Dawson on it, but I don't remember Les Dawson well enough to have an opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of grew up with Wogan.
Yeah,
Les Dawson was funny in it too. I'd forgotten about Les Dawson until you said it. So I'm going to play.
I'm surprised actually you don't have an opinion, even though you don't remember. It never stops you.
I have a lot of opinions today, but I'm thinking I'm going to save them for tomorrow. Because it's Worst Joke Wednesday today, I don't want to upset anybody. I had a bit of a rant in my head about vans that catch your speed.
Speed vans?
Oh, that's what they're called. Yeah, it's very difficult to remember what they're called, those vans that catch you speeding. And I didn't get caught speeding yesterday. It was fine, but I'll talk about that maybe with you tomorrow if you're back and if you're feeling a little bit better. Let's do a couple of these very quickly for Worst Joke Wednesday today. I changed the ringtone of my alarm to the Hokey Pokey. Took me 20 minutes to get out of bed this morning.
The what?
The Hokey Pokey.
No.
Hokey Cokey. No, the jury's out on that, right? Some people call it the Hokey Cokey and some people call it the Pokey Hokey or the Cokey Pokey. No, I can't remember now. What do you think it's called?
Hokey Cokey.
I don't think it's called that. The Hokey Pokey. It's the Hokey Pokey, not the Hokey Cokey.
Okay.
That's it, like, the joke is ruined now. Like, how can you do a joke like that and then just have a conversation about what it's called? For God's sake, like, what time are you going home?
I must say... Some of the jokes that you got sent on Facebook.
I saw some of them.
Very good. Some of them sounded so familiar, though.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of them before. I've been asked to lay new turf on a field for a Civil War reenactment battle. Sod that for Game of Soldiers. Sorry, don't be sick now. My wife has banned me from making any more breakfast puns. She says if I make any more, I'm toast. The kids keep egging me on. All right, this is one that we had before, but it's too good not to do it again. And it's a little bit rude, but never mind. See, I can do it with you, but I couldn't do it with Sheila. Like, I'd feel more comfortable doing it with you. I've been hanging out a lot in the gym recently, Pat. The manager told me I must wear bigger shorts in the future.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip
FM. What happens if you get sick?
Then the whole station collapses.
There's a button here. You can just switch it all off, like. And just, you can turn off the lights. And that's it, is it? Or, like, do I have to try to attempt to read news myself?
Which I was going to say, nothing happens in the world.
Nothing happens, okay. Mm. How are you getting on?
Good.
Are you a bit tired?
Yeah, I'm tired, yeah.
Did you have to get out of bed, did you?
No, like, I get up at 6 and I was saying to Pat, the one morning... Okay. I got up at 6:30 and I looked at the phone and I was like, oh God.
Okay, because I know you had a call during the night to say that he wasn't feeling the best.
Yeah, and I, again, always am awake and check my phone during the night, and I didn't.
Do you still go walking early in the morning?
I go to the gym.
Oh,
go
do
to
you?
The gym, yeah. But if I, you know, if I was on the early, I did go for a walk on Monday.
Yeah, because I used to see you sometimes, didn't I? I'd pass you.
I do the same route. I walk down to the bridge or whatever it is in Cair, and then I walk back.
Oh, okay.
It's only 10 minutes.
Is it something that you do in the summer in the brighter mornings instead of the winter?
It's easier in the summer, but no, I do it in both, because in Cair there's groups that are waiting for buses, so you're kind of not on your own.
It's More Stroke Wednesday today. I'm sorry about that.
No, I love these.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I love panto. So these are like panto.
Okay, all right, okay. My wife Rose is leaving me because of my obsession with pens. Bye, Rose. Bye, Rose. We must all do our bit for the planet, so I unplugged a row of electric cars that nobody was using. That's somebody else sent that in.
I don't get that one.
No, I won't explain it. Okay. It's not very good. Why? That's a kind of a strange one. That's not a joke. But somebody said to me, right, on the text,
okay,
why should the hour that we lose be taken out of our time off and not during our working hours? That's hardly like a joke, is it? But
that's just a point of fact, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're right. Like, it's the middle of the night in the morning. Like, it's not like 4 o'clock of the day that we. Anyway, we do that another day. My doctor told me to take 2 tablets every 4 hours. Now I'm banned from Harvey Norman's. I much prefer you here now on a Wednesday.
So I
hope he's not listening, like, because, you know, it's hard to crack an old smile out of him, like.
I love these. Okay. I just sit in the car laughing at these.
My wife says I'm getting fat, but in my defence, I've had a lot on my plate recently. Look at that.
So good.
Can you come in every Wednesday? You know what I mean? Like, I struggle here, like, on a Wednesday.
I'm stealing all of them for the panto next year.
Do. I'll have a whole lot of you. The fella in our local chippy says that the best way to cook fish is to give it a good slap first. Sounds like codswallop to me.
Okay, it wasn't good.
No, not great. Okay. I thought we were on a roll there. I'm really disgusted with myself. I was on the verge of winning the world's most congested nose competition. And guess what? Then I blew it. It's the way he tells them. You'll be back at 8 o'clock unless you feel...
It's like collapsing.
Okay, don't, please don't. Please be here at 8 o'clock. See you in a while. Good luck. Thanks, Sheila. 7:36 on Good Morning Tipperary. All right, Worst Joke Wednesday today. Let's do a couple more of these before we leave you go. Paul says, my wife confessed that she broke my favourite lamp. I don't think I'll be able to look at her in the same light again, ever. So she's a shadow of her former self, obviously, Paul. Being on a blind date with a girl who mixes concrete for a living, Sheila. Things were going great until I put my foot in it. Actually, somebody sent one in after you mentioned about pantomime. I think it was Willie sent it in a while ago. Andrew, Worst Joke Wednesday. Here's one from the panto in Feddard, yonks ago. Your teeth are like stars. They come out every night. That's a real... That's a real panto one, isn't it?
I love all those kind of
ones. I know. They're great, aren't they? Well, some of them are not now, to be fair. But
you know, like the ones that are like, we're so poor, when the robber broke into the house, he filled the fridge.
Yeah.
It's like a real dame one.
I know.
Oh, boys and girls, I didn't see you over there.
And you do panto.
I do.
Do you still do it now since you moved down here? Are you still doing it
not in Tip? They're actually, I didn't do it this year, but I did it for, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years in a row. Yeah. And I always played, you know, the two funnies.
Yeah.
So the ones that come on stage and go, I don't believe we're back in this kip again.
Brilliant. It's great crack. I'll give you a couple more if you end up doing panto here, right? So my mate keeps bragging about the size of his animals. He needs to get off his high horse. I got a text saying that this is quite good, actually. I got a text saying that I won either €100 cash or tickets to see the Elvis Presley tribute act. They said to press 1 for the money, 2 for the show.
It's clever.
I entered the tightest hat competition. I hope I could pull it off.
Oh. Okay, they're more clever than funny. Like, ha ha ha.
The clever ones are mine. The ones that are not...
The Biro's one is my favourite.
Okay. Anybody out there wanting a real rubbish telescope? Look no further.
Okay.
Last one for you before I let you go, okay? Before we just drive people cracked altogether. Just about to take an exam on the study of flying insects, Sheila. I've been up all night swatting.
Okay.
I know. I should have kind of ended with one of the better ones anyway. Nice to see you this morning.
Thank you. You too.
Even under the circumstances, nice to see you. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. 8:36, Tip FM. Sometimes I just
can't take it. From 9.
Not better, no?
I don't know. I thought it was, but I'm...
So I haven't spoken to you since I came in. What's the story like? You weren't down for a cup of tea or anything?
Well, I have me coffee. I made that early.
Okay.
Stairs is hard work, though.
This is my first time speaking to you.
Yeah.
Like, and you've been kind of hiding away, and I was thinking...
Well, you got on so well with Sheila yesterday. I was told I wasn't needed on Wednesdays anymore because she laughed at your jokes.
Well, you listed, you are.
No, she told me.
Well, I mean, it is what
I
it
mean,
is.
Kick a fellow when he's down.
Hold
like.
On a minute, like. Hold on a minute, like. That is factual, like. She did laugh at the
joke. No, she puts on a better fake laugh.
No,
than
she
I do.
Didn't. She genuinely laughed.
But then again, her standards are panto.
No, it's not like. It's none of that. She just found them funny, and you don't find them funny. And that's fine, like.
I'm going to have to word. Have
I don't
word
particularly. I don't particularly want you laughing.
You don't
at
want
thing.
Me.
No, I
don't. Yeah, you
want,
said it now.
I don't really.
Fine.
Want
good luck, sir.
I don't really want you like to be laughing for the sake of laughing. But in all fairness now, you know, I mean.
No, I laughed at a few of them yesterday morning on the 7 o'clock.
On the 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Even though you were feeling a little bit poorly.
Yeah, and they must have been good if I was laughing at them then.
Yeah, okay. And what's, maybe I shouldn't ask you why you're sick. Is it your belly?
Just kind of some kind of a tummy bug, yeah.
It's your belly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's enough of it there. Yeah.
Are you getting a bit of...
No, I thought that had gone.
Right.
I'm hoping it has.
Are you taking Atten?
No, because anything I take doesn't stay down.
Like Maalox or something. That's what you... Do you ever have Maalox back in
Who?
The day? Maalox.
Never heard of.
You never heard of Maalox?
No.
Early days Gaviscon.
Nothing like milk and magnesia or that, no?
Milk and magnesia is similar to... Mercuricum.
God, no.
You know, you can't drink Mercuricum. hang on.
You've probably tried.
Yeah, dude, sorry. Boys and girls, do not drink Mercuricum. Anyway, look, you don't seem too
bit
bad.
Bit of advice would be don't drink milk and magnesia either, from what I can remember.
No, you do drink milk and magnesia.
I know, but from what I can remember.
No, that'll settle the old belly for you. Yesterday I was accused of using my radio voice by my wife. I said, I don't have a radio voice. She said, you do.
A lot of people say that.
About you? Or about me, or about all of us. I don't mean to have anyway, because if somebody rang us from Vodafone and I answered on my mobile and I answered, well...
That's the radio voice.
And then there was a very nice sounding young lady on the end of the phone who was trying to sell me something. And apparently, according to my wife, I went from, well, into, well... while was on the phone, Elaine was going, and I said, "No, I'm not doing that."
But you did, obviously.
I don't know, did I? To be honest with you, but like we probably
what
all
if Elaine
did.
Noticed it.
No, she'd just love to be pointing that out. You know what I mean? So I think we all. I mean, listen. Even Frank Curry, like when the veil drops a little bit, do you know what I mean? He sounds a little bit. I'll prove it to you. I'll get a clip and I'll do it for you. Maybe I'll do it for you at 7:30. At 23 degrees in Madrid today, Drew. Luby is on a plane now to Madrid. He's in transition year in St. Elvis and they're on their school tour. And sure, like I'm like any parent, I'm sick, like with worried that everything will be fine. But I know it will be. They're back on Sunday, so that's that. Like,
oh, so it's literally a flying visit.
It's literally a flight. Well, it's not too bad. Like, so what's today? Thursday. So they're back Sunday night, Sunday night. So that's a nice little visit. All right, we'll talk to you in a little while. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
No, I have a dry cough now.
Nothing to do with me.
You didn't have any of that, did you?
No, I didn't have a cough.
Oh, it's just, I don't know, is it the air conditioning or something? It's just kind of a dusty feel.
Maybe.
Kind of wheezy a little bit, you know? It's a horrible feel. Anyway, so...
you don't sound well.
No, I just I'm put off a little bit now. Oh, I sent you. Well, do you know what I did, actually? I found a clip of Fran. So we're talking about people with their radio voice. Oh, God. Anyway, never mind me. I'm okay.
I wasn't that worried, really.
I can see that. So this is, like, as I said to you, he actually sounds different when he's off air. I does.
The Defence Forces scrambled to deploy ships and aircraft this week after spotting two Russian government vessels off the west coast.
No, that was him yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So when we were swapping over, when I was coming off at 9 o'clock and you had gone home and he was coming in doing tip today,
yeah.
I said to him about you going home. I said, did anybody text you to say Pat has gone home sick? Because you would be on news with him.
Well, he just looked through the window, I guess.
I know that, but I was just giving him a heads.
Okay.
I was giving him a heads up.
I didn't expect that. That told me nothing. That told me nothing.
Yeah.
You see, like, I said, did anybody, Stephen, nobody said anything to you about Pat going home early, no?
I didn't expect that. That told me nothing. That told me nothing.
I don't, like, the veil drops a little
the
bit.
The Defence Forces scrambled to deploy ships and aircraft.
I go downstairs then, and I hear that crack going on. He's not the only one.
It's cows. Cows. 12 or more cows are called a flink.
Yeah? So
a flink?
Yeah, apparently. That's the all-new Love Zone.
Shouldn't you be a herd of cows?
On the all-new Love Zone.
It's cows.
And then when he's speaking about livestock when he's not on the radio.
Like in the lambs and ewes and the sheep, just can't go to nice bit of money, like.
I mean...
You have too much time on your hands.
Nobody can ever blame me of, like... sounding different, like, off the radio anymore. Okay, go on, I'll talk to you a little while. 7:37, Tip FM. It's interesting, you mentioned Dan Breen House. Oh, good morning, by the way.
Hello.
How are you? Dan Breen House, do you know where it is? Tip Town. I spent a lot of my childhood down there. So all around the... I don't know why it's called this, but we used to call it the Ministers. That's what it was known as.
Okay.
And Dan Breen House is there in the middle of it. But I fell out of a tree.
Oh, God.
About 100 foot.
Oh, yeah. Give or take 90 feet.
Give or take, trying to get Conkers. It was just the best place. There's a tree, if anybody knows where it is in Tiptown, that tree there, just... is it still there under that tree? God, I must have a look today in a drive past. Just where the old library was there. That's Dan Breen House. So I remember falling out of a tree. I had spotted like what it looked like the best Conker that you could possibly have. Like, it was bloody huge, man.
Ah, but size isn't everything.
Yeah, but people like you tend to say that, I know. But I would say it is. It dawned on me recently because we were, during Conker's season, we were walking in Care with Bailey.
Yeah.
And my fellas were kicking Conkers out of the way on the footpath going up to the Swiss. And I was saying to him, I risked my life for Conkers. And now they don't even know, like, what you would do with Conkers. Like, what
it's probably safer, actually.
Donald Trump is getting arrested today, is he? Or tomorrow? Or when's that going to happen?
Maybe.
Are they actually going to put him in handcuffs, like, and march him out and do that? Or is it going to be kind of more subtle? Or
subtle and Donald Trump.
I know, yeah. I heard it was... Which of the sons was that? Dumber? Or
that was Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, Dust was dumb, so not the Dumber is the other guy. I heard him talking about it. And it reminded me, so they're calling it hush money.
Yeah.
I might have said this to you possibly before, but I get some money into my account every month from... two ones that I shifted in the 80s and it swished up money that they pay me because they don't want people to know. That's the deal. They pay me wished up money for not saying that we had a little bit of a fling in the late 80s. So later on, is it today or tomorrow, did they say, or did they know? Like, is it an appointment kind of a job? Like,
possibly. And I'm sure that, you know, there will be negotiations on whether it's going to go peacefully or not.
It's going to go peacefully or kicking and roaring and shouting and giving out. We've often done facts, so like, and strange facts and all that here before.
Questionable facts.
I found a website that there's kind of common facts that people think are facts but are not true. So I might do some of those in a while. And of course, the true ones are always the best ones. In Switzerland, it's illegal to own a guinea pig. Did you know that?
No.
That is true, apparently. The colour orange was actually named after...
Oranges?
Yep, true. Oh, God. That's true. No, these are the true ones, not the untrue ones. Banging your head against a wall for an hour burns 150 calories.
Think of better ways of burning 150 calories.
There you go again.
What?
The oldest, you know, your mama jokes. You know, your mama jokes. Do you know those jokes?
Yeah, but just go for a walk.
Okay, yeah, I know, but like you...
How
you
long
left,
did you have to bang your head against...
You left that hanging there for a minute. I thought you were going to be rude. Sorry. Okay,
no,
well,
you
fine.
Do that, sir.
No, no. The oldest, your mama jokes. Your mama jokes. Don't tell me you don't know.
I do, yes.
Okay, all right, okay. And the oldest one was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet. Do you know what they used to kind of...
Yeah.
Used to write on that. That's it.
What was the joke?
I didn't even read down through it. I don't know. Oh, right. Okay, your mama is so dumb, she thought Twitter was a social media for birds.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Yesterday.
What you do now?
I didn't do any. Well, I did something that I feel a little bit guilty about, but it's not too bad. Like, I mean, in the scheme of things, I don't know if anybody really cares.
Compared to other things you've done.
Well, I tell you what happened to me. So I texted Elaine and said, what's the story with dinner? And she said, you know Drew is away. He's on his school tour.
Yeah, he's in Spain.
He's in Madrid, yeah. So she, and then there was no more text, like. And I said, well, what's that to do with dinner? So, like, the way it is, right, is that, like, if Drew's not there for dinner, because he likes his dinner, the other fella doesn't care too much. He'll just kind of get something else. So she's not cooking dinner, like, if Drew... So, like, because he's away...
You fend for yourself.
I'm not getting dinner.
Yeah.
But if I was away, he'd still be getting his dinner.
Yeah.
Like, explain that to me. So there's so I'm not cooking a dinner because Drew is away.
He's the chosen one.
Exactly. So I had to fend... So I collected Harry from school and we went to Lidl and we bought things for dinner. Well, we got chicken wings, right? Got a bag of chicken wings, right? We got, well, it's not Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but it's like it. It's their version of it. It's like funny fish or something where there's a little fish in it, but
you
not
got
real.
Fish flavored ice cream?
Fish. It's not. Have you ever seen that?
I
like,
have, yeah.
You know the one, like, it's what you would call the stuff that's like in the shape of fish in it, like marshmallows. Uh-huh. We got apple tart and cream.
Oh, dear.
And a chainsaw. And but I was told, the one thing that I was told was, like, get whatever you want for your dinner, right?
But
bring home bread. So this is the part. What? What
you
now?
Forgot the bread.
No, I didn't.
Or you got the wrong bread.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
It's a change.
So what I did was, do you know the machines where you put the bread in to slice it?
Yeah.
Right? But I put it in the wrong way. Right? So you got the... Do you know what I mean? So do you know the loaf of bread, right? You pop it in and it's great and you put it in like that way and the machine comes in and it kind of catches it and holds it and slices it like that. But so I went in that way. So the bread like came out sliced like that, like huge, like big slices, lengthways.
Yeah.
So I bagged it up.
Yeah.
And I had a good look around me and looked for security cameras. And I kind of, I pushed it in with the buns. There was buns there. And
I was just thinking. Like,
and I put in another one. And I thought to myself, like, I probably shouldn't have done that. Like, I should have probably paid for it, but I didn't.
I'm just thinking you'd want a very, very big lunchbox to fit the sandwich if you were to use that bread for...
Speaking of big lunch... Speaking of big lunchboxes. Did I tell you that I was big down under? Tony's listening again. So, sorry, we're big down under. See you in a while. Good luck. It's a beautiful night.
At 11.
Sorry. When she says that she has a big boot, is she talking about her boot like her shoe? Not like her Renault Scenic or something?
No,
like
she's...
not talking about bringing stuff with her. Like
no.
She could fit everything into the boot.
No, she's not talking about that.
Okay, that's fine.
She's talking about she's a good kicker of the ball.
A good kicker.
Yep.
She's a fierce good kicker. Napoleon was short. That's what everybody thinks. These are debunked facts, right, that we thought that we knew. Everybody thinks Napoleon... apparently not. Average size for a Frenchman at the time. Do you know they say don't eat and swim?
No, they say don't swim after eating.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. Eating and swimming at the same time.
I know.
Be difficult.
There you go again. Why?
That's what I'm here for.
No, thank God it's Friday.
That's what I'm here for.
That's not true. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't give you cramps.
Please don't take advice from this man.
Three wise men. Nowhere.
They're wasting their time here.
Nowhere in the Bible does it specify that it was three wise men, apparently. That doesn't sound right to me because it does, doesn't it? Or does it? Oh, hang on a minute now. Nowhere in the Bible does specify that there was three. Oh.
Does it specify there were men?
I think it does.
Okay.
There was two wise men and there was another fellow hanging around with him that was in Egypt. That was it. So the two of them were wise, were they? We only have five senses. People often think that. Many scientists insist that we have 21, including balance, pain, movement, hunger, thirst, etc. Do you know they say don't touch baby birds? Most birds have limited sense of smell, so they won't abandon babies who smell of humans. So you can do that if you like. There's loads of those.
Like I said, do not take advice from
goldfish, we did that. Bulls hate red. No, bulls are colourblind. It's not true. But then, of course, there's ones that are true. And I said to you a while ago, and this is true, and you can Google this yourself, the oldest...
Googling will prove it's true.
Your mama jokes. The oldest ones were discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet. which is from Babylon, which is in... You were Babylon.
There's a river there anyway.
In Iraq someplace, I think, isn't it? Part of Syria or Iraq.
Over there, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's Saddam Hussein.
Actually, there's more than one river.
The rivers of Babylon. Yeah. Where does Saddam Hussein keep his CDs?
Don't know.
In Iraq. So your mama... Your mama is so... These were the ones that were found 3,500 years ago, right? Are you ready? Very quickly. Yeah. Your mama is so dumb, she thought that KFCs was UFC for chickens. Your mama is so... Is this inappropriate now? Or have I gone too... Is it too late now? I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be doing these. Your mama is so short, she can see, you can see her feet on her driver's license.
Oh, God.
Your mama's armpits are so hairy, it looks like she's got Bob Geldof in a headlock. All right, have a good day. Go on, I'll talk to you later. Good night. Bye-bye.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.